Not even 2 weeks since Donald Trump was sworn into office, and it's been a whirlwind of activity. Executive actions on refugees and Obamacare, a Supreme Court nominee. How do Trump voters think the president is doing so far? NPR's Cheryl Corley went to a GOP stronghold outside Chicago to find out.
I'm at a small diner on Main Street in Algonquin, Illinois, about an hour's drive northwest of Chicago. This is Republican country. Ginger Underwood is sitting at a table with her two adult daughters. She voted for Donald Trump and says so far she's glad she did.
I think Trump is doing exactly what he said he was going to do when he ran for office. And so that's fine with me, that he's doing what he's doing.
Underwood says she has no worries about the pace of executive actions during Trump's first days and, in fact, likes them all. But Underwood says she does wish the president would be more, as she says, tactful when he does things like imposing restrictions on people traveling from 7 predominantly Muslim countries.
Not just suddenly doing it with no notice. Not surprising his fellow Republicans.
Both of Underwood's daughters are independents and neither voted for Trump. Jessica Underwood says she's trying to come to terms with the new administration.
I'm not a sore loser. He won fair and square. I'm not impressed. But now I feel like we have to live with it.
Her sister Dana is less accepting.
All these decisions affect people's lives. I just can't get past the fact that we have elected somebody who deals with conflict by tweeting.
There is no family split at a table nearby where retired teacher Trudy Kirsch is eating lunch with her son.
I think he's doing great. Absolutely wonderful.
Kirsch says she's pleased with Trump's pick of Neil Gorsuch for the Supreme Court, even though she anticipates strong opposition. She likes Trump's push to get rid of Obamacare and his intention to build a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border.
And if there was not a problem with people coming over illegally, we would not need the wall. But if it's broken, then we need to start looking at other options on how do you fix it.
Just down the street, Anthony Orlandino is joking with a friend while he cuts his hair. Orlandino thinks Trump is making all the right moves.
You know what he's got going for him? He's got Twitter going for him. Now he can actually put it out. Here's what I got. Don't listen to me. This is what I'm doing.
And Orlandino says he simply likes Trump's style.
He's a businessman, not a politician. Politicians have got to talk from both sides of their mouth, got to please everybody because they want votes. He don't have to. He's saying, listen, this is the way it's going to be. He's changing all the rules, and I love it.
In the parking lot outside of a Meijer grocery store, a few cars even have old Obama bumper stickers on them. But Annette Jones, who's helping her granddaughter load groceries into the car, is a Republican who voted for Donald Trump.
And I'm ticked.
Ticked, she says, because of the executive order on travel restrictions.
I thought he was doing good until he stopped all these people from coming in and had them all at the airport. And I think that's wrong. So now it's like wait and see. What else he's going to do?
But Angela Fletcher, a 36-year-old social worker who also voted for Trump, says that executive order doesn't bother her at all.
I'm happy with him. I know it's not the popular answer, but I like it. And I don't have any issues with things he's done so far, I guess.
And Fletcher, like many Trump voters here, says she appreciates that the president is moving quickly to turn many of his campaign promises into policy. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Algonquin, Illinois.